Uber says that there were 3,045 reports of sexual assaults during rides in the United States in 2018. That is up from 2,936 reported in 2017. The company stresses that with 2.3 billion rides in the U.S. in those 2 years, sexual assault during an Uber ride is very rare. But it does show there are risks for Uber passengers and drivers. Joining us now is Johanna Buya, reporter at the L.A. Times. Hi, Johanna.
Hi, how's it going?
Going well, and we should say again that some of the cases are against the drivers, but the reported assaults include non-consensual touching, unwanted kissing, and rape. There are no national numbers for sexual assaults in taxis, so it is not easy to compare. But how big an issue is safety for Uber?
Safety has sort of always been an issue that has plagued Uber's platform. The company used to call itself the safest ride on the road, but actually was sued and had to stop calling itself that because there weren't enough safety protocol and features implemented in the app to call itself that. So the company has faced lawsuits since as far back as at least 2014, when there was the sort of notorious case of a woman being raped in India, causing the company to be banned in Delhi. So safety has been a real big issue for Uber for years. But under the new CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, the company has only now just been rolling out comprehensive safety features in earnest.
Well, they've put in a panic button, which I guess helps the driver. But if it's the passenger who's in trouble, is there anything Uber can do to address those concerns about safety?
Sure. Yeah, I actually think that a lot of the features are more geared toward passengers at this point. The panic button is also available to riders. So there is a 911 button. They can also text their local police officer at this point. They're testing out audio recording of the rides, which will help riders and drivers. There's also an ability to send your ETA and your trip information to people that you might want to know where you are. So there's a number of features geared toward passengers now. And they're in the report, they've said that they're planning on rolling out additional features in the next few years.
Will being transparent about the number of sexual assaults reported help the company?
Absolutely. I think credit where credit is due. This is the first of its kind transparency report. Like you said, there really isn't even national information on this in the transportation industry. The numbers are jarring to look at because it's the first time that we are getting any kind of a look at what sexual assault complaints look like on any of these rideshare platforms. But I do think, particularly because sexual assault is, you know, studies have said that it's underreported across the country, this will at the very least act as an invitation to those who have been victims of sexual assault or misconduct on Uber's platform to come forward, knowing that there is sort of a forum for that.
Uber only released numbers of reported sexual assaults in the U.S. Do you have any idea how it might compare to other countries?
I don't. The company has not put out any numbers. I mean, you know, this is the first time we're even seeing what they look like at all in the U.S. In the past, when I worked at BuzzFeed News, reported that there were more than 6,000 sexual assault complaints on the platform over the course of 3 years in the U.S. And at that point, even the company sort of declined to reveal what those numbers actually look like, even though they've time and time again said that they have a robust data set and they're really aware of what's happening. So if this is sort of the first look that we're getting at all, and up until now, Uber and Lyft have both declined to reveal any information, it's really difficult to say what it looks like outside of the U.S. at this point.
That's Johanna Buya, reporter with the L.A. Times. Johanna, thanks.
Thank you.